Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome.
Take care of your mic. Next case, please. To take care of your mic.
We're lighthearted tonight.
We're used quick on that.
Our next case this evening is 12,137. Minos? Minos Market LLC is seeking a variance from the front yard setback for an existing structure and a special use exception for a garage studio apartment under sections 115-23, 115-25, 115-182, and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Minos Conaway Road, Road 265, approximately 340 feet southwest of Point Road. The address is 17127 Minos Conaway Road, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 69. Staff would note that the application included a nine-foot variance in the front yard for an existing deck. We note that the dwelling on the property is existing and non-conforming. There was no permit issued for the deck. However, aerial views indicate that the deck was not present prior to 1992. Excuse me. So there were the aerial photos from 1992 do not show a deck. Clarify that. We would also note that there were zero letters of support, no letters of opposition, and seven mail returns.
So this is two applications, variance and special use exception.
Correct.
If you could state your name for the record real quick.
Wayne Warren.
Okay. And Mr. Warren, do you swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. You would take the podium and explain the need for the variance and the special use exception.
Well, the property was purchased in May of 2017. And I had a survey done by the closing attorney, and he didn't pick up on it. I didn't pick up on it, and Mrs. Headley is the one who picked up on the 31 feet instead of 40. The deck is 12 feet from the house out toward the roadway, so it's really not the house, but I understand that the deck is part of the house. But I'm requesting that we have this variance because it's really not the house itself, and I bought it that way. I really couldn't tell you when the deck was put on because I've only owned it for a year, and it's there, and I didn't do anything to to make it illegal other than purchase it. Should I go on into the exceptional use?
Yes.
Or?
Yeah, sure.
The exceptional use is for a garage studio apartment, which is under ordinance 159. It is stating that you can have a garage studio apartment if it's less than 800 square feet of floor space. Mm-hmm. This is approximately 780 square feet of floor space. It's a small, tiny house that does not have a lot of insulation, and it was built in the 50s. The plumbing is really not the way it should be, so I shut the water off approximately in November. So it couldn't be used as a garage studio for 12 months of the year. It's got to be used for the summer months because obviously the water would burst if I kept it on. And it's really not worth putting a whole lot of money into. I have a garage that was permitted on there now, and what I would like to do is put a living space in the garage for my daughter so that it could be used 12 months of the year.
So are we talking about the house or the pole barn?
No, it's not a pole barn. It's a garage. It's on the foundation, but we're talking about the house. The garage would have more than 800 square feet of living space. The house itself is less than 800 square feet of living space.
Yeah, so the whole building's going to have living space?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what he's asking for.
So the pole building's going to be the primary structure, and then this will become...
Correct. This is kind of like reverse. Usually you have your house, and you're trying to get a garage, studio, apartment. Well, I can't get the residence because of this house being on the property. So I have to ask for permission for a garage studio.
Let me back up a second. I want to make this clear, because the survey doesn't necessarily, and I'm not saying what you're saying is incorrect. I just want to make sure we're clear on the record, because, so right now on the screen, and on there's two structures on the lot.
Yeah.
Right? What's that showing then on that screen?
Can I approach the screen here? This structure has been removed. This was an actual studio also, and it was sold as that. There was a bathroom and there was some other things in there. But again, it was just used from May to October. The gentleman who owned it only used it during the summer months, and then he went to Florida.
So has this one been removed?
That's the house. That's the house in question right now. That's correct.
Okay. You don't have a picture of the one being removed.
Okay.
It's gone.
No, it's gone.
It's here. It
is on that picture.
Which is the 92 aerial, right? Is that the 92 aerial?
No.
This is current?
This is
2012.
Yeah.
This is 2012?
This is the most recent we have at the moment.
So the only structure is the one that is closest to Monish Conaway?
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well,
existing.
I have a garage on there now that I got a permit for, but it's just a shell.
It's a shell that you want to make a home.
I want to make a portion of it.
Yeah.
Correct.
And that's in this diagram on the back.
Correct.
Is that the pole building?
Is that what's three? Yeah.
Yes. Is that the pole building that you're showing?
Yes.
And you want to make that as a house?
A portion of it, yes.
Okay,
and
so
it's permitted already.
Yes, it's okay. Up. It is up.
I'm catching up with you here.
It's permanent.
I know. This is kind of
a little complicated.
In the reverse of what normal people would do, because it says you have to have a residence there. Well, the residence can't be put in place until we have an exceptional use for the garage studio, because there's a house already on the property.
So are you trying to establish uniqueness for your variance? No, I'm just joking.
I think I got it.
So this building is up.
You got me turned around.
This pole building is up.
Correct.
Right?
Okay. And when you went and got the permit for the pole building, you were just building a pole building.
Correct.
And then you changed your mind and said, well, this house needs so much work, I need to put living quarters in this. Is that what you're telling me?
You have it. That's correct.
That's where it is.
Okay.
Exactly.
And is the work completed, the living quarters, or are you...
No. Good. I'm asking for permission, not forgiveness.
We like that. We like that.
Yeah, I like
that's
that.
That's what we like.
Yeah. That's good.
Do you have sewer and water there?
Yes. Okay. It's connected to this to the county sewer.
County.
Okay.
And water, you have a well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
It takes us a while, but we get there after a while.
We're getting there.
Well, it's kind of like the reverse of what normal people do, but unfortunately, that's what I had to do when I was seeking the
permit. Well, I understand it better now, though. You put it like that.
Right, to get the residence established. Yeah, and the new residence it'll conform to all the new codes, and we'll be able to use it 12 months of the year.
It appears to be a very small structure next to your pole building. Is that still there? It is,
yes.
And is it non-conforming? I mean, how long has it been there, do you know? The problem with it is it's in the setback.
Correct.
But if it's less than 600 square feet, it could go to 5 feet.
5 feet, and there was a short time frame that sheds could be actually 3 feet from the property lines. So depending on when it got constructed, and that is a very small window. So if it's less than 600, it can be 5 feet. In a certain time frame, it could be 3.
Like it is, so.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not 600 square feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Just figured we'd address it while we're
yeah,
here.
Yeah, right. Clean up everything we can if we have to.
Okay.
Any further questions?
Well, I think I'm up to speed now. We started with the deck, and I get that it was there when you bought it, but I'm not sure we addressed all five items in our criteria for a variance for the deck. Does the board think we heard all five?
Well, we're not asking for the variance, right?
No,
no, you're asking for a variance for the deck on the existing house, and then a special use exception to convert a part of the new pole building into a garage studio apartment.
You have a copy of the list, the criteria.
He wants to keep the house.
It's just important we get that in the record.
So that's a variance.
We actually did not receive a filled out copy for the variance, only for the special use exception.
All right, I have a question, though. So are you telling, you're going to keep the house and the deck? Is that what you're saying?
I can give you the list of.
I didn't catch the question.
Are you going to keep the house and the deck?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
So he needs a special use exception for the house.
And a variance for the deck.
A variance for the deck.
This is the list of criteria they're referring to, if you'd like.
Pretty self-explanatory. Just give us five reasons.
Just roughly five.
Yeah.
Because he was going to tear that house down.
Yeah.
That's what.
They're keeping it, yeah. So it's confusing at first.
Yeah.
It's very unique.
It's an odd shaped lot.
And it was built in the 50s, so I can't give you any other background other than that. I've just owned it for a little over a year.
Just odd shaped lot.
It's nonconforming.
No, the house is nonconforming.
The
deck showed up after 1992. So it wasn't there in the 92 aerials, but after the 90, so it showed up in the 97 aerials. So at some point, a previous property owner, because he said he just owned it for a year, apparently added the deck to the property. So while the house is nonconforming, the deck is not.
Gotcha.
Okay. And I can't, I mean, she has the information. I have no knowledge of it whatsoever.
Right.
So is that, it's obviously unique. Your property is a triangle. The house was already there, and the deck was already there when you bought it.
Absolutely.
And so you feel that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. You didn't create it.
I didn't
Somebody
create it at all.
It.
And I didn't pick up on it. Mrs. Hadley picked up on it.
How about the character of the neighborhood? Any effect, if any, on?
No. The neighborhood is similar to that property. I think the garage was an improvement to the property, especially for the bordering neighborhood, Nassau Grove. Well, I think it's done a lot.
Okay.
I didn't create it. It doesn't change, and it's a minimum variance because it's actually the deck.
Right.
So the house meets the setbacks, and I understand that the deck is part of the house, but it's not. In my mind, it's more of a minor thing. But I'm not on the board. I'm just asking for permission again, instead of, you know, okay, we did this, and now.
You're not begging for forgiveness.
Exactly.
Right.
So I'm a little, it takes me a while sometimes. So why do you want to put an apartment in this pole barn? Tell me that again.
The house can only be used during the summer months. There's plumbing issues there that there's no insulation under the floor. The plumbing is running there. It froze this year. I shut everything off.
Okay.
So that's when I realized, okay, I'm not going to put a lot of money in this house, but I will put it into a portion of the garage and make it so that it's usable for 12 months of the year, which it's going to house my daughter.
So you're only going to use the house in the summer months?
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and that's when it can only be used.
Okay.
In all honesty.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Any further questions?
You're not living there?
No, sir.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Any further?
Who's going to live in the house during the summer? Is that going to be rented or just curiosity?
Yes, if we can.
If you can.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's a need for the summer people in that area, as you know.
I mean,
yeah.
It's less than 3 miles from Lewis.
Very nice.
Oh, me too. Thank you. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
3.
1, 2, 3. Those that are in opposition, if you would like to speak.
I'm not in favor.
Those in favor first that would like to speak, please come forward. and be sworn in.
Everything's all right with me.
Well, you got to come forward.
Oh, you got to come up and be sworn in. Please, sir.
Be sworn in here, sir.
Yeah, you would come forward. If you would.
Again, all those in favor that would like to speak, please come forward and be sworn in at this time.
If you'd say your name for the record.
Ray Ironman.
Okay.
Senior.
Do you swear affirm to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
There
you go.
Raymond Ryderman, Jr.
Okay. Do you swear to tell the truth and hold the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You can take the podium. And your name?
Jackie Warren.
Okay. If you could, do you swear to tell the truth and hold the truth and nothing but the truth? Okay. Thanks. You have the podium, so go ahead.
Hey, sir,
why are you in favor?
I wouldn't really say it, but it's
why are you in favor?
It's all
the same. Want the house there?
He's going to put the house there. I want it there. You know what I mean? So,
okay.
Doesn't sorry bother me.
You. It doesn't bother you a bit?
Not one bit.
Thank you.
Thank you,
he's
sir.
He's a good man.
I'm about the same as him. It's
all right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And you folks live in close property?
Right next property. Door. Right next
yeah, our driveway is both.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right.
Ma'am?
Hello. I don't really have too much to say other than the fact that I just want general living. Rights to live in my own place.
Nice, okay.
Well-plumbed, and to something that fits all of the requirements and that I'm not going to have issues with throughout the year, because I would like to live here all year and not just in one season.
Just when it's warm, right?
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, those that are in opposition, please come forward and be sworn in. Again, all those in opposition, please come forward and be sworn in.
State your name, please.
My name is Ray Schultz.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm to state the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Are you all going to speak together or one at a time?
One at a time.
Okay. Go ahead. If we could have your name?
Alan Levin.
Okay. Mr. Levin, do you swear or affirm to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Thank you. Gentlemen?
Frank Wilk.
And do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
First of all,
sir, could you state your name again for the
Uwe Schultz, 31705 Alsace Court in Nassau Grove.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right.
Now proceed. Yes, sir.
First of all, we have no objection to the existing structure in the front yard setback. Nassau Grove was built in 2007. It was there. So we don't oppose that portion.
That's the only thing we're here to discuss tonight.
No.
Yeah.
They weren't talking about the special use exception.
The studio apartment.
He says they have no objection to the deck.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
All right.
Go ahead. I thought you said the structure.
No. Yeah. The existing residence that was there, which is a small house at the end of that. The Nassau Grove condo, those lots were prime lots that we paid for, you know, and it's a completely different neighborhood than where the other gentlemen are living, which I can fully understand. When he wanted to build the building, he told us he was going to put a pole barn on the property, and it's going to be a nice barn, which it is, you know. But when we saw that building going up, you know, with a wraparound porch, we said, this is not, it was only for garage purpose. That's what he told us. There was going to be no one living. You know, it was almost obvious to us that it's going to become a home when it's got a wraparound porch where about 30 people could sit. And if possibly, if he would have told us right in the beginning, we might have accepted it, but he put it as close as possible to our properties and away from his existing properties to have privacy, but we don't have any privacy in the future. It affects our values as far as we can see. That's our major concern. He's also not living there, so he's going to have two residents, you know, and I'm sure, and I'm not saying I think he's a very nice man. Right now, his daughter's going to be there, but tomorrow or in the near future, or I don't know when, he could sell it almost as an investment property. He has two existing things, and that's a different concept altogether. So I felt basically he knew right from the front that that was going to be his, and then he asked for the variance later on. So he's on top of us, you know, those properties are they there? Which one's up?
The buildings that exist now are not on this photograph.
Is that where you guys live at? There's right there?
Yes, we live. I live right here, 31703, Mr. Schultz, and our other
Frank.
Frank live right here.
And the barn is right here.
And there's another structure right over here, a smaller structure.
The shed.
It's right on the map there.
None of that is shown here. But like what the existing buildings. Now these, they're very nice.
Yeah, if you go back to the photo.
Yeah, to the mic.
Like I said, they're somewhere away.
Man, let's just have one at a time because we're getting. You finish then. We'll let you, sir. I give you plenty of time. Okay, now go ahead.
So it was basically like I said. He could have placed it further away from us, and we probably would have. That's fine.
Okay.
But we feel basically that he built that as a garage. Now I have it here. Now I'm going to ask for, you know, a variance to make a home there.
Okay. So it's your assumption or speculation that it would affect your property value?
Possibly.
Have you talked to a real estate appraiser or any? Do you have anything to show us that would a professional opinion, if you will, that would?
Well, I know that? I paid $50,000 extra for my property.
Okay.
And like I said, we had nothing behind there.
Sure.
You know, for 10 years.
Right.
Okay.
But you realize that something could have been built to the setback behind you, whether it was in a garage or whatever. I mean,
or a house. He could have torn down what was there and built a house there. It's in the setback.
Yeah, it conforms.
Well, all I'm saying right now, which is very, you know, hard because, you know, I think he could have built it then a little bit away from us. It didn't have to be as near as possible. And what we're concerned about right now is, you know, the privacy, the possible noise, you know, if something, you know, could be done, you know, to eliminate that, you know.
Is there any hedgerow? Is there a hedgerow down there?
Yeah, there's plenty of trees, isn't there?
There are some trees, but he took one tree down there. We lost one tree. There is, you know, some places.
Are they on his property or your property?
The trees?
Yes.
Both.
On our properties.
On your property?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you do have a hedgerow?
Not all the way. You can see the building, there's places.
The house to the north in that little area, is how close is that to the property line? Is that 15 feet? The one where the number 470 is? 4707?
Your house.
Your house.
Your house.
My house.
Yeah. How close are you to that property
to your property line?
Property line, probably about 20 feet.
Okay. And he's 16. Gotcha.
It seems like he could have said the same thing about the four houses that are along his property line.
Yes, he could.
What
do you mean?
Well, you've got four houses along that property line that are complaining about one shed. He's got one house, and he could have complained about four houses along his property line.
When you built your houses, were there two houses on there? He tore one down since you built your house, correct?
Yeah, it was a small.
Okay, but there were two residents there, right?
Not there were the.
No, when you built your property, there were two dwellings on that property, correct?
Only the existing one.
The other one had already been torn down.
Yeah,
we heard testimony from him that.
No. Okay.
There was a building there that
it was already moved. No, it was already moved.
Well,
the aerial is showing that there are two buildings on
house,
that property.
When was your house built?
2007.
2007. Right. And this is an aerial from 2012. So there were two homes already on that property.
They weren't homes. They were like sheds.
Well, that one out front is a home.
They look like homes to me.
And the other one did have a living quarters in it.
Yeah, see, there's... I mean, we're looking at another drawing here, and they both look like homes to us. Two homes on the property. So now you're in objection. You built on your property when there were two homes there, but now you're in objection to two homes being there. Is that correct?
There were other sheds that were, may I point over here? There were other sheds that were over here
okay.
that were torn down.
Okay.
Apparently, these were recently built last year by Dutch builders or something like that. Right here, I don't know the entire dimensions, but it's maybe 30 by 50 feet. I may be wrong.
42 by 60.
42 by 60. One right here.
Yeah.
And there's another one over here.
Well, there's a small one that's been
there. Smaller one, yes.
And it's been there.
Those are the two new ones that were built last year.
No,
there were two built last year.
Okay, we're looking at a survey with a drawing that show.
Yeah, but one he tore down and replaced.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that, you know.
There are two new buildings built
last
year.
My question is, okay, so you bought a property and you built on that property knowing there were two dwellings on the property, but now you feel that it'll have a negative effect on your property to have two properties, two dwellings.
Dwellings that were this high.
You're allowed to build 42 feet. You're allowed to build 42 feet in this
case. What I'm telling you is that didn't bother us at that time. But okay. Those type of, it was like a shed.
Sir.
I didn't even know it was a house.
I got you.
When you started your testimony, you were very complimentary of the structure that was being built.
Yes, it is.
Wouldn't that be what you're looking at from your house is the structure?
But I didn't see anything before.
Well, he has the right to build on his property, and he's within the setbacks.
And he built 42 feet high.
Yeah. How tall is your home?
May I ask a question, Jim?
Yes, sir.
What was the property set for? What type of construction?
He can build an accessory structure like this. And he can build it within the setbacks, and this is...
question is... Is what was it approved for, a garage or residential?
Well, it was approved for a garage, but...
Well, now...
Okay, but...
But that's what they're applying for.
And what we're saying is that, okay, now he wants to... He's changed his mind. His daughter wants to move there. She can't live there in the house because of the plumbing. And so he wants to take part of that building and make it living space for his daughter.
For what I understand, Starbucks going to have the first half. There's a house up there.
Whichever.
That's not what he testified to.
No, he testifies he was going to live in the new part.
Right.
My question to you is that, you know, you stand before us and you say that having two dwellings on that property is going to have a negative or adverse effect on your property when, before you ever developed your property, there were two dwellings on there.
There are now four dwellings on that property.
On whose?
On whose property?
There's two right there.
There's two in that picture, but one's been torn down.
Yeah.
Then there are three dwellings on that property.
Dwellings means
dwellings.
People living, not buildings. Dwellings.
Dwellings are, well, they're going to be living in them. And two up, another one.
And he's only asking to live in two.
Two. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's correct. He's living in two.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
But what I was saying is, and we wouldn't have had an objection, is why did he come that close? Why didn't he put in right from the beginning that he was going to have an apartment?
Without asking, I'd say he came that close because he's legally, he can come actually a foot closer.
Right.
Just as you could have with your home come 5 feet closer.
Yeah.
So
the location of that building is completely legal under the zoning code.
I realize that. I realize that. It's just that the change was made, you know, and he didn't tell us.
He didn't have to,
as far as that was concerned. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I said, we would have probably gone along with it and said, give us another 5 feet or whatever it is. But he put them so far apart to keep privacy between his two.
How far is there between the top two houses in your community? What's the distance between those two?
That's only about 12 feet or something like that.
He's got 16 feet from his property line to his pole building. You can live with your neighbor being that close?
Sir, it's a completely different, those were condos they were built in twos and threes, okay? And because there wasn't a street or anything behind, that's why they were sold as prime lots, okay? And you cannot compare those homes with, you know, which is what, like a $100,000 house with $400,000
But you're trying to make him live up to your standards on his property. So by the same theory, you can't compare his property that you're insinuating is lesser to your property.
You live in a development that obviously has nicer or nice.
Well, homes. It has amenities.
Yeah, it has amenities and so forth.
Sure. Yeah.
We realize what's the zoning on Nassau Grove? Do you know offhand?
Ms. Oh, we can check.
I know I was around when that got approved. Believe it
it's
or not.
It's MR.
So the density lets them go to what?
To 4 units to an acre, and that side yard setback is actually only 10 feet.
Right, and so this is 33,000 square feet, so it's they're still well under the density that's next door.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Sir, these pictures of these trees look like to me they're plenty high enough that behind that hedge between you two look to be the same trees, right?
Many of those trees are deciduous trees.
They're condos.
Pardon?
They're deciduous trees, some of them. So that means they lose their leaves in the wintertime.
So you worry about the wintertime, not summertime?
I'm worried about all the time, sir.
No, that's,
I mean, you cannot really see it in the summertime. The way this picture looks.
I don't know where that's, where the...
That's the only hedgerow, really. It's got those trees on it. It's right going down that side.
Well,
to me.
May I walk over here, please?
Sure.
This area from here, about this wide to right here, is my view of that building there. There's another view right here.
I sit right across from his porch. We're right, and there's no, I mean, you can see right through.
It happens every day.
Well, you guys could put some trees up and a buffer, couldn't you?
Yeah, pine trees up there now.
Okay.
Yeah, but that opening, can you put anything in the opening that you just showed me?
Pardon?
Are you planning on putting anything in that opening that you...
I planted their stuff long before these were even built to kind of clean up from the, what was it, those buildings that had sheds. They were dilapidated, 50-gallon drums laying loose on this.
And you paid a premium for that?
I didn't.
Okay.
The other one did, yes.
So by that description, he's upgrading the neighboring property.
Wow. Well, upgrading with more water coming in, flooding our property.
That's not an issue
for
us.
No. We're getting way off base.
We were basically concerned about the proximity.
Sure.
And if we would have, like I said, if we would have known before, maybe he would have considered, you know, building it a little bit further away.
5 foot or 10 foot away would have made a difference, would it?
But
5 foot or 10 foot away would have made a difference.
Yeah. Well,
but he has certain rights. He bought that property
right.
Just like you have property rights, so does he. Mm-hmm. And you can't tell him that he should put it at a certain place to please you when he's the one that's paying for that property and paying the taxes on it.
Let me explain
something that his tonight in regard to the special use exception, because we're not the variance is for the deck. The litmus test, or what he has to prove to us, is that it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. Correct. On the other hand, you have to prove to us that it will not just affect adversely, but again, substantially adversely affect. Mm-hmm. And that's why I asked you the question. Do you have a real estate agent's opinion or anything that, you know, appraisals or what have you? Because
I've been in real estate for 40 years, and
as an appraiser,
not as an appraiser.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well,
I said you can live in the best neighborhood. Your next door neighbor can make life hell for you, right? Depending on, and I'm sure they're good people. I'm not saying that.
Right.
It's my future concern. Then later on, you know, when you sell it, you know, as far as that.
Sure.
And like I said, I'm pretty sure He's been here in Delaware, that he knew what the rules were, that he could have put in for it right in the beginning.
Well, he knows what the rules are, and that's why he's before us before he does anything.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I will tell you personally, and I won't speak for the other board members, but I don't, unless you, he has, his request, based on surrounding properties and so forth, may suggest to me that there may be a slight adverse effect, but not a substantially adverse effect on adjacent and neighboring property. So right now, I'm suggesting to you that unless you can convince me otherwise, I'm inclined to vote for the applicant. So, you know, it certainly...
We respect your decision.
Okay. Yeah.
And perhaps the other gentleman would like to speak to that as well. So I don't know.
I'm fine with what I've heard. I understand everybody's points.
And Mr. Mills raises a good point. And just for your benefit, just to reiterate that, the courts have actually put that on the Board of Adjustment, you know, with the burden that you all have to prove that it will have a substantial adverse effect. That has to go beyond sort of just mere opinion. It has to be in the form of, you know,
some type of supporting documentation.
Yeah, or expert testimony and that sort of thing.
That's what I ask.
And, you know, and so if I've got to defend the board, if this was to get appealed, you know, I'll be honest, the board would be hard-pressed when you look at the zoning of the neighboring development at MR, which allows 4 units to an acre, where this is AR and it allows 2 units to an acre. You know, they're asking for something that was there previous. You know, it's a hard burden that you all have to overcome, honestly. And that goes, you know, to what the courts have told this board they have to follow.
So. And that's what we're doing. Yeah. Trying.
The only question that I raise is, this is just my opinion. When this was initially, the permit was given, I understand a lot of money was spent, I'm certain, on this property. There's a Dutch builders.
Sure.
So a lot of thought went into this in planning. Why wasn't this made residential initially?
Well, you know, you say why wasn't it made residential, but I'm in a position right now myself that I've sold my home and I have not made a decision whether to buy or build. And one of the thoughts that I've had is to build a pole building. In fact, that's kind of a new trend, to build a pole home. So maybe that was his thought, but he is here at asking permission and not begging for forgiveness.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
John Lakes, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So okay. Hearing no further up.
Rebuttal or question?
Yes. I'd just like to give a quick rebuttal.
Okay.
Just because on the record, I want to make sure that you understand that I didn't cut any trees on Nassau Grove.
I know. Right?
Okay. That's very important to me. The trees that were cut were on my property.
Okay.
All right,
I just want to make that clear in the record.
All right. Okay.
The other thing is, I'm a lifelong resident of Sussex County. I've been going down this road for a long time.
Right.
To put them at ease, I'm not building this to sell it. I will be there for quite some time. Just to let them know that this, I'm not moving around. I'm from Sussex County. I'm going to die in Sussex County. Okay.
I want them to
feel a little bit at ease, okay?
All right, sir.
And that's really all I have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, hearing no further opposition then, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has met the standards, for the variance with the deck in... there is uniqueness to the property, the way it was originally built, and in the 50s, and then somebody came along and put a deck on there, and it wasn't the applicant, and so that addresses the uniqueness and the necessity to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't think, because it has not altered the essential character of the neighborhood, I don't think it will, and I think it's a minimum to afford relief. In regard to the special use exception, for the garage studio apartment, which is allowed in our code, provided it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. I think the applicant has shown that it won't. And although the opposition feels that it will adversely affect, I don't think that they've shown that it will substantially adversely affect. So I make a motion that we approve both the special use exception and the variance as requested.
I second the motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,137. All those in favor of that motion?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mayor?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reason.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reason.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,137 is approved for the